It is Thursday, April 12th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Ithi Agnihotri Madholkar.
And with us is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
What you can't see is Kyle working this out with his hands because first I threw him with a title change. Now I threw him with a name change. We're all confused.
And since you've been coming into the studio, the newspaper you work for has changed names a couple of times.
Yeah. So,
or the news entity or whatever.
Yeah.
So nothing is as it used to be.
No, except that I'm still here to tell you what's going on today. So
all
hang
right.
out. Friends of the Library book sale through Saturday at the Boone County Library in Harrison.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Last one of those I went to, I carried home two boxes. Free flicks before 6 at the Fayetteville Public Library at 5:30, obviously, since it's before 6.
Right.
Tonight is The Adventures of Tintin.
Great movie.
And is there anybody who doesn't know the name Bella Fleck?
Well, there might be, but the people who know that name are enamored with him and his band.
The people who know that name are probably already in line at the Walton Arts Center for the show tonight at 7 with the Flecktones original lineup.
Yeah.
Tickets start at $28 if there are any left at 443-5600.
There's always a waiting line at Walton Arts Center,
yes.
too.
Ricky Nelson will be remembered tonight.
Oh, that's right.
By his sons Matthew and Gunnar, 7:30 at the Alma Performing Arts Center. Tickets start at $20. If you remember Ozzie and Harriet, if you remember Ricky Nelson, what was the name? Garden Party?
Yeah.
Was his
I
big
went
hit.
To a garden party.
If you remember Nelson, which was his kids. You can find out more at 632-2129. And the UAFS Jazz Cats play tonight at 7:30 at the Arkansas Best Performing Arts Center in Fort Smith. Guest performer is Andy Martin, and tickets are $8.
You got all kinds of options on this Thursday night.
It's that time of year.
It is, isn't it? Yes.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is the features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.